The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Leading off with the big story of the day, Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and T-Mac.
You just played your first period in 18 days. How'd it feel out there?
Well, pretty good. I mean, ice is kind of garbage, but other than that, I think, it felt nice to be back out there.
Ice was trash, but...
Ice is garbage, but whatever. I got like a broken thumb. The ice is garbage. Cogliano, he's got a broken hand. He's throwing fists.
Just got our asses handed to us in the first period. We'll be fine.
All right, whatever. Ice is just garbage. Garbage ice.
Naz, you just played your first period in 18 days. How'd it feel out there?
Well, pretty good. I mean, ice is kind of garbage, but other than that, I think, it felt nice to be back out there.
KJ, I'm going to ask you to do something. For everybody to roll down their windows. My man, lit. It breathe.
Thank you to our listeners.
I'm fired up for tonight.
Thank you to our listeners in Highlands Ranch for making 104.3 The Fan part of your day. Let me tell you my conversation with Ice Guy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I'm down there.
Ice Guy.
Ice Guy. Ice Baby. So I'm down there and, taking some pictures, doing the video, covering the teams, asking the questions.
As you do.
Eating the free breakfast. Let me tell you this, too. Hey, Avs, you guys are doing good with, all that stuff. Couldn't even really get a cup of coffee there in Tampa. Nobody feels bad for any of the muggles that get free stuff. But I'm just saying, it was,
bare bones.
Just saying, the Avalanche, you're doing things right.
Somebody put on a pot.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, in Denver? They take care of business. We had a nice little party up there, the old Dirk Bentley Whiskey Row, the cups there. Nothing in Tampa. I was waiting for the pool party.
Tampa is the party.
not really. Actually, you know what with Tampa, Matt? Kind of a mellow place, relatively. And I was told by my Uber driver, it's more mellow here. It's the east coast of Florida that's more, Daytona Beach party, that sort of thing. So kind of more of a laid-back scene there, Matt Smith.
Oh, yeah. You live in Florida. You can't have a lot of energy. The humidity just sucks it out of your soul, D-Mac.
The city wasn't like alive like that. It just wasn't. A couple spots open, but nothing. I mean, nothing's like Nashville. Nashville was preposterous. Nashville is the most ridiculous place I've ever seen for nightlife in my life, aside from say Vegas, okay?
Yeah.
And even, you know what, even when it comes to, like, live music,
sure.
I'd say Nashville even has a Vegas beat on that element of it.
Vegas definitely has Nashville beat on the number of Sinatra impersonators and Elvis impersonators, though. Nashville doesn't have that on Vegas.
Nashville's kind of just, I kind of think Nashville's more fun, to be quite honest with you. Because at every turn in Vegas, somebody's trying to, you know,
it depends upon
get a 20 out of your pocket one way.
You're not going to Vegas for the music, D-Mac.
No, and you do go to Nashville for that. And when you go into places, everything's free in Nashville. Seriously. I mean, the drinks aren't free or anything like that, but all the entertainment's free. There's no cover charges anywhere. Just, it's all out there.
Everybody's trying to make it.
Now, they don't know anything about hockey.
Right.
They barely know they have a team. But that arena is Bridgestone. That is located in the right spot, Massmith. Let me tell you that.
Oh, that's a perfect spot. That's what you dream of, right?
Ice guy.
Right.
So when I'm watching the ice bugs fill in the divots, and, you know, you're watching the puck barely move, and you hear, you know, Nazem Kadri talk about the, you know, the ice being garbage and all that, you realize there really is an issue. Seriously an issue. I talked to Ice Guy today with the Avs. And experienced ice guy, been all over the league, and he said, yep, it's the worst place in the league for ice, period. And there's not much they can do about it. They've tried. And they worked their butts off to try to do the best they can with it. Because it's an older building, according to him, okay? And you got to understand, people come and go out of buildings, Matt, even if it doesn't make any sense. Like, why are you leaving the game in the middle of the first period and you can't come back in? What are you doing? Who knows, Matt? But people are stupid, and they do that sort of stuff. We met Bathroom Becky.
Yes, you did. Good work, D-Mac.
She watches the game from the... She doesn't really... Well, she watches on a monitor outside of a bathroom when she has a ticket to the game. Section 106. All right, right. So what you had there in Tampa, they know all about. They know how to manipulate it. They know what to expect. They can play around with it. I really swear to God, Matt, think that caught the Avalanche by surprise because he told me... The conditions in that arena are different in mid to late June than they are the rest of the year. They just are.
I'm sure.
And the Avalanche just weren't used to it. And I really do think that had its impact. I think they adjusted to it enough in game four to realize we've just got to play in kind of a different style. So now that it's kind of crazy to, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I'm just trying to explain why things kind of happened the way they did.
Just like John Cooper.
But now that's gone. And so I have more confidence than ever. The Avalanche, Matt, based on my chat with, you know, Ice Guy, based on my sense talking to the players about the process, and now hearing some crybaby stuff there from Cooper and him admitting it's more of a sense of relief than joy. You're happy to win, but you really just want to lay your head on a pillow for the next, like, week and not have to stress out. It's more stressful than sort of exciting to a certain degree. And now I do wonder, Matt, if the rubber has met the three-year road for the Tampa Bay Lightning. They don't have the advantages of the ice where they know how to manipulate that better. And we may just see a smoke show out of the Avalanche tonight, who I think are on fire. Everybody's back tonight. Everybody's anticipating what could be great. And isn't it wonderful that Kemper... you know, cleared the cobwebs a little bit and has full go confidence tonight.
Absolutely. And I think you can add the layer that Tampa is also very banged up to this. And
very much so. Important factor. Correct.
And Braden Point, we don't know if he's going to play a game time decision. Again, if you
even if he plays.
Even if he plays.
Who cares?
Kucherov, allegedly knee injury, although we'll see about that.
Really? When did that pop up?
I read a Tampa Bay beat reporter say that they think it's a potential knee, which would make sense the way he got caught up. Anyway, Nick Paul.
For a guy, let me just tell you real quick. For a dude that may have a knee injury, okay, he's walking around pretty good.
He didn't play very well, though. He only had two shots on goal. And for them to win, I mean, two shots on goal in game four for Kucherov,
If he's got some sort of, like, ACL sort of deal, it's that lateral movement, so okay.
I'm just saying, it's out there. Also, Nick Paul was banged up in game three, and then Chernak didn't even return to the game.
Yeah, he's playing. He did address that today. He's going, yeah. And okay. Cirelli is.
And so that's the weird thing about Cirelli. So Cirelli, we saw that play, and it was pretty innocuous behind the net where he was just kind of falling down in front of Vasilevsky. I believe it was in front of Vasilevsky. and he falls down behind the net. He looks fine, and then a delayed reaction grabs his arm. I thought maybe his bicep had popped or something like that. It turns out that I think he got nicked by Alex Killorn's skate, and then between periods 2 and 3 on the Canadian broadcast, they showed Patrick Maroon actually having to put Cirelli's sweater on for him. And I heard Cirelli wasn't at skate today. They haven't ruled him out yet, but I heard he wasn't there.
All right, but
I mean, he really had one arm.
But they don't do their morning skates the way
I understand.
A lot of people don't go to their morning skates.
Right,
they don't care.
But I still think it was enough of a factor at the end of the game where it clearly looked like he was having significant issues with it that it may be a factor tonight. We'll see. My point is that you've got a team that's beleaguered. They played tons of hockey, and they're going up against the best, and not only that, the fastest team in the league. The one thing Cooper was talking about today that I really agreed with is Tampa Bay's whole objective tonight is to weather the first 10 minutes. Yeah. That building's going to be exploding.
Yeah.
And if the Avs are settled enough, it's going to be first of all, they've got to be just a little bit tight because this is the first time they've ever had a chance to clinch the cup. Second of all, that building's going to be blowing up. And third of all, they know they need to get off to a quick start. So if Tampa can weather the storm, right? But the Avalanche, that doesn't really happen here.
I'm not going to freak out if the Avs don't win. They didn't win this game against St. Louis and handled business just fine there in St. Louis a couple days later. It would be disappointing, obviously, because the expectation is through the roof here, rightfully so, here in Denver. But teams are 1-35 when trailing 3-1 in Stanley Cup final history.
Yeah.
I'm not freaking out. That being said, Bednar was asked repeatedly, are you freaking out? More or less. Are you freaking out? It's like the media wants him to. I'm freaking out.
Do you know what today is?
I can't believe it. We only have to win one more game. This is crazy. I can't even believe I'm a coach.
That doesn't sound like Bednar to me.
Wouldn't that be funny? Anyways, here's us.
Why we started preaching it day one of training camp. Focus on the process that we have to pay attention to have success. Breaking games down 5 minutes at a time, doing what we need to do to be successful. You don't preach it all year long and practice it all year long to throw it away, you know, at the most important time of the year.
Question right after that. Are you freaking out, though?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a big opportunity for us. It'll be an exciting game, exciting moment. So it's got, you know, we always hear about controlled emotion. I'm kind of the opposite with our team. Like, I besides running around and getting out of our game plan, I want us to use our energy and nervous energy and emotion to go play the game with passion and play hard and stay on our toes and get after them. That's my message to our team has been all year. It doesn't matter. We've played important games all year long, and I don't want to harness that. I want our team to get on our toes and get on the attack.
Yeah, but Coach, you're freaking out.
Yeah, I think they're focused. I think they're saying and doing all the right things. You know, we kept some guys off the ice that wanted to do something else to get ready, and we took a bunch of guys on the ice that wanted to skate. Meeting was good. Focus and getting focused and prepared for tonight.
Anyways, that's how it went. It was just like one thing after another. It's all the same sort of stuff.
With McKinnon and Landeskog in the car together this morning going to get coffee, as we've heard that was the itinerary this morning, who do you think has the playlist? Who's on the radio, the auxiliary cable? Who's got the iPod? That doesn't exist anymore. Who's got their phone?
All right, hold on. Because I got to think about who's driving. So it's Landy and Mac. Who's driving in
that
scenario?
I bet it would be Gabe. My guess is it's Gabe.
Gabe's picking Mac up.
Yeah, he's got a couple of young kids. Just needs to get out of the house and go get a coffee in the morning.
Picking Mac up he needs a buddy.
Needs a buddy. Yeah. Apparently they're together all the time. Is what
I get. I get it. But I'm trying to break down what's what. So Gabe's picking Mac up.
Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
Because he's got to get out of the house because the kids are driving him nuts.
Maybe
Mac lives like with a dog.
Right.
Or his parents take care of it. I don't know, something.
Yeah.
What?
I think so.
Do you?
I don't know. I think so.
Mm.
I could.
Well, here's what I think. If Gabe's picking him up, Gabe initially would pick the playlist.
Right. Gabe gets up earlier. He's got kids. He's got to be up early anyway. So you know what? Well, I'm up already. Why not just come get you?
All right. And you know, it's probably. I would say it's probably a mixture of ABBA and Roxette.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, when he puts on the super sounds of the Swedes, it is, if Mac likes it, it's fine.
We need to find some good Swedish music.
But if Mac doesn't like it, the channel would have to be changed.
Oh, for sure.
So who controls it? Initially, it is Gabe, and as long as it's all right. But if it's not all right, then it'll be changed.
If Mac's in the car, you let him do his thing. You want the window down?
No. I think Mac would. You know, he'll see how things go initially. If everything's going and he's cool with how everything's proceeding, he'll be fine with it.
I think Mac's getting in the car and he's chirping Gabe about the children's movie soundtrack that was left over from when his kids were in the car coming home from dinner the night before. I think that's what's happening. What is that? Let It Go from Frozen? What are you doing, Gabe? No. It's my kids. Sure.
Are Gabe's kids old enough to even know Let It Go?
Oh, no, they're young. Yeah. No, they're really
what are you talking about? Like two.
I couldn't. That was the best I got. Could you name a more recent Disney song?
Don't Talk About Bruno. Gotcha.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's from.
Yeah, that's right. Encanto.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you want to go pop, no. Gabe gets in the car and
is this the playlist? Is this what the traditional Swedish music is?
Traditional Swedish music. Yeah, this is the Elvis of Sweden. Are you kidding me now?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You know this song, right?
This is going to be us tonight, Denver. You can hop down to Lodo, and if you spot a short-looking, red-haired, you know, he's got glasses and...
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to Denver right now.
You're not talking about me. You're not calling me a redhead.
No.
Hell no.
Well, it's not red. What is that color?
You got to be kidding me.
I can't see all that well from over here.
Yeah. Take that back.
Okay.
Yeah,
what color is your hair?
I'm like Gabe Landeskog. I'm a blonde.
Oh, that's right. You are right. like a
I could
Swedish
be,
boy.
I could easily be from Sweden.
I think so.
just take a gander. Me and Landeskog are like twins. Red. JT Compher's a redhead. Look at his beard. Okay?
Maybe not anymore, D-Mac. But at one point.
For a dancing. I mean, he's probably a lot more current than that.
Speaking of Landeskog, just so you know, if the Conn Smythe were to be the best player of the Cup final, it would be Gabe Landeskog right now.
I'm sorry, what?
It would be if the Conn Smythe were to go to just the MVP of the Cup final, if they gave out an award for the MVP of the Cup final.
It'd be Nichushkin.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
No.
Yes.
I disagree.
Okay.
Do you want the numbers? Do you want the numbers? I got them right here.
I know Nichushkin was the best player in two out of the... four games so far.
Okay. I agree with.
Gabe had a good game.
But the numbers.
And I love Gabe. Why are you trying to do this to me? What numbers you got for Gabe?
For both teams,
mm-hmm.
for all forwards, tied first in goals, first in inner slot shots.
How many goals does he have?
Three. Seven inner slot shots in four games, four rebound chances, 26 puck battle wins. And leads all forwards time on ice. And I'll tell you what, if not for Gabriel Landeskog, Nazem Kadri out there would be a bigger liability because you're able to just cover up some of that deficiency by putting Landeskog as that second line center.
All right, maybe then we'll fire this up for Gabe if that's the case.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.
Can you feel that tonight?
Oh, I can feel it. You just gotta let it build. That's all.
Those days are gone.
I wish I had some Gabe goals. We got any Gabe goals back there? I can just fill it with this.
Checking was Nichushkin. Lost it. Nazem Kadri scores. It's a hat trick for Kadri. Again, Kadri scores. It won't be a power play goal, but it will be a 4-1 lead on the second of the game for Nazem. Nazem Kadri. Kadri shoots, scores! Nazem Kadri silences the crowd in St. Louis.
Gabe Landeskog, man. Who do you feel the best for of all the guys on the Az possibly winning the Cup? Who's your guy? Who do you feel the best for?
Cogliano's up there.
Cogliano!
Because he's a journeyman and he's been there before. But,
stop.
But Gabe Landeskog, if you didn't let me finish, I said Cogliano would be up there. But Gabe Landeskog was one of the youngest captains in NHL history. He's seen the lows and the highs. He has now, in what is this, his 10th, 11th year in the league, has... I think he's playing the best hockey of his entire career, and it is really cool to see. And he is leading this team. We saw how much they missed him that final month and a half of the regular season. He came back like he didn't miss a beat, back on the street.
So you know what, Gabe? Captain in his second year in the NHL. Captain as a teenager when he came over from right away in juniors, by the way.
He played in the OHL.
Didn't do in the Swedish Elite League. Came over here. Been with this team through thick and thin. Part of that 48-point season. This team is probably defined by Gabe Landeskog. Puck drops, we got you covered all night. Follow us along all day. We are fired up for it. Are you? Are you ready to rock and roll? Well, we are. Water cooler coming up next. This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's time to take a trip to the water cooler.
Is this good for the company?
We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Did you see the memo about this?
We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
Here's Tyler and D-Mac.
What would you say you do here?
Story number one, ticket prices at these games. So for a couple $100 or so, you'd get yourself in there to Amalie Motor Oil Ice Arena. I think you could be lower bowl like seven rows off for like $350, like that. Whereas that same ticket here in Colorado, I don't know, $5,000-$8,000.
You want to know what get-in price is right now?
Is it $1,700 or something like that?
$1,400 right now.
$1,400 to get in the building.
Before fees.
Okay. Why is there such a significant difference in the ticket market between the two cities?
I think it's because, first of all, that's Florida, and, you know...
What does that mean?
It's not naturally a hockey state. You've got diehard Tampa fans. That's number one. They've already won two cups, so they've had this experience before.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, this is 21 years in the making, after some incredible heartbreaks with a city that has been starved for a championship run and a really, you know, to be back on the national map. And that's what Colorado is right now.
Next up, the Denver police put out a tweet today encouraging everybody to not go into the sin bin. Probably good advice. And a pal of mine said they're greasing up poles. Well, you got to be careful how you say that. You know what I meant. Okay. Is there at all a little jinxy cat bad juju out there?
No.
That there's so much current information about when parades are and poles being greased.
Not at all. That's how confident this city is in their hockey team. And they should be. They've got the best one in the world right downtown.
Okay.
None at all.
I'm just checking.
You just got to be prepared.
The fact that we all know when the parade dates are going to be and that it's out there and all that, that's all good.
Yeah. Now come beat us.
In terms of the Conn Smythe, the MVP for the playoffs, who do you think is the most unlikeliest person that should be considered for it in a realistic sort of way? Gail McCarr would be obvious, maybe even Nate McKinnon. McCarr would be the most obvious.
I'll double down with Landeskog. I think if you were going to go unlikely, as far as importance to the team, you're not going to find anyone more important. We saw that after they had to play without him for so long, that they really missed him. He does everything you need in the playoffs. We went over the numbers earlier.
He is the guy that gets the greasy goal. He's the traffic in front. He's the heavy hit along the boards. He's your leader.
Next up, DenverFan.com, James Marilat and his merry band of Marilatites. Marilites?
Sure.
Maybe Maritilicians.
That was it right there.
Are going to follow the cup. What is the right behavior tonight if the cup is roaming around Lodo in terms of suggesting that you, perhaps a fellow regular person, gets a swig from the cup? How would one broach that topic?
Oh, no one does. You don't go up and ask to drink out of the Stanley Cup.
You don't.
No.
Bad form.
Yes. Extremely poor.
I've seen a lot of video of people, out there that have taken a swig from the cup in the past.
Look, we all know what's still going on here. We don't need to be sharing one giant drink, everybody in the city of Denver. And not only that, but let me tell you.
Let me tell you something else. That's a good point.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. It's their night, and we're here to celebrate them. It's our night.
Next on the water cooler. Did you get yourself a ticket yet?
Things are in the works. It's not in my hand yet, but we're working on some things. Okay. Some feelers are out at the moment. Just waiting for the clock to keep ticking here.
I don't know why I felt like that was a story. Maybe I was giving you one last chance if you needed to. It doesn't sound like you need to. It sounds like you got some.
Last time I did, you said not on my air.
And I gave you a couple seconds right there.
Yeah, you did. You did. But I chose not to take it because this is your show.
Don't forget it. Was checking in with the higher-ups a little bit. Just like, all right, if I do got to go back to Tampa, are we good for that? And the response was, we'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
You know, if I have to go back, there's going to be a lot of people from Colorado going back. You might just want to.
I'll just tell you this. The flight, they're gone. I'm telling you, I've looked into it. Because what you can do, obviously, is say, all right, for certain tickets, well, Southwest in particular, you know, you can just change. You can just use it for something else.
Sure.
So the tickets are like, I bet there were quite a few Avalanche fans in Tampa already.
Okay.
And I think that number would quadruple, if things go poorly tonight. Don't anticipate them going that way. So maybe, or you may just have people like saying, I guess we're going to go to Tampa this weekend just for fun.
You've got an injured Tampa Bay team. You've got a team down 3-1. You got a team playing less than 48 hours after an overtime game in Florida, having to come back to altitude. They're the third oldest team in the league. They are at the end of this run. I am genuinely curious if Colorado were to lose tonight, how that happens. Really?
Oh, man. That puts us down a negative road.
No, for a second. I wasn't even trying to play the hypothetical, though. I was just saying everything is stacked up for the ass tonight.
Okay.
You got to take care of business.
Why did game one go to overtime?
That was a feel-out game, for sure. And the Avs, I felt like, gassed themselves out after 9 days off.
Mm-hmm.
Gassed themselves out the first 20, really struggled in that second period, didn't have the legs. Tampa tied it up, and then they carried it out. The Avs got their final win. They got their win back.
Yeah, if you take the temperature of every game, the energy level after a long layoff and just the energy of game one is through the roof. Everything's kind of new. Game two, to me, was the shocker.
Yeah.
Because Tampa had responded so well in game two, and you got a perfect game. If you were to, like baseball, you get a perfect game, right? You know what that is statistically. But I would make the argument a 7-0 shutout in a Stanley Cup final where, how many shots did they even have? 16, 17?
16.
Shots. And how many dangerous opportunities of those 16 shots?
I think it was around 4-7, if I remember correctly.
Well, I tell you what.
I think it was 6, actually.
If that is not as close to a perfect hockey game as you get, I don't know what is.
I called it as dominant a performance that you will see across any professional sport at literally the most important time.
I really do think the biggest difference in Game 3, now that I really think about it, seriously is the ice conditions, and it just messed with everything, and they just weren't used to it and didn't know how, and how would they expect to know how to handle it?
So there's also another layer to it, right? Because now you've got choppy ice, but the way Tampa changed strategically was they were creating puck battles the length of the ice. They had a 20% flip clear rate in games one and two, around there. In game three, it was 40%. They were losing puck battles in their own end, and they said, you know what? The Avs are so dangerous on a second chance opportunity in their own end on the reload. Let's just create puck battles and outwork them and make their forwards have to skate 200 feet every possession. And DMAC, the Avs hadn't really seen that before because that's kind of a schoolyard tactic. It's kind of like the lowest common denominator. My biggest question heading into tonight is, honestly, from a strategic perspective, I don't know what other buttons John Cooper has to push. And he might just be pushing it and nothing happens.
All right, really. 303-713-1043. Boy, I'd love to hear from some people. I really would. You can call us. You can text us just to let us know where your head's at, what you're thinking about, what your routine has been today, what superstitions you may have going on, what how you're anticipating on handling what is setting up to be an unbelievably historic night here in Denver, Colorado. Man, we are pumped to be with you all the way. This is The Fan.
It's our Mission 16W Cup Final pregame, presented by TNT Home Services, getting you set for tonight's Game 5 as Colorado looks to close out Tampa Bay. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and Diva.
There's another chance. Landis got for Tate. He scores! Yeah, he was Nishuskin. Lost it. Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri!
So is still scrambling as Eric Johnson scores! Johnson changed the angle and slipped one through along the ice from long range.
Let's go to it. Eric, you're on The Drive. What are you doing, Eric?
Hey, what's up? Oh, man. Today, work was just completely awash. There was nothing going on there. I've been nervous all day. I can't sit down. I heard you guys playing Blink-182 earlier, and I blasted that in my car.
Attaboy!
All right, Eric. Appreciate
it,
man. Enjoy.
Go Avs.
We go to Matt. Matt, what's your day look like today? What's happening?
Everything's happening. I'm glad the rain had passed. Looks like Tivoli's going to be bumping a little bit tonight.
Okay.
Like it has been. Real quick, February 7th, 2016 was my 35th birthday, and the Broncos won Super Bowl 50 on that day. Incredible day with friends and family and hanging out. But tonight, man, I remember 96 when Huey Krupp scored. I remember 2001. I remember the 48-point season. It's I'm pacing back and forth, man, but I'm excited. Consmite goes in my car. Consmite goes in my car. All that stuff. We're happy, man. We're happy. Go Avs.
Go Avs. Appreciate it. Tracy, what's your day looking
Come
like
now,
right
Tracy?
Now?
Hey. We are on the way to McGregor Square. We were in Tampa, and we did the 24-hour thing, and it was so exciting to be with our Avalanche crew, and we just had a blast. So we are so excited to cheer them on tonight. Go Avs!
Tracy, wait a second. You were in Tampa, and we didn't hook up, Tracy? We didn't get together in Tampa? What happened? Why not?
I had no idea where anybody was. We ended up on Channel 7 News afterwards singing the Blink-182 song, but then we all went to American Social afterwards. But it was
I know where American Social was. That's right over the bridge near that sushi joint. It's right
that's
there
where
near,
we were.
near the that big pirate ship thing out there.
That's right.
Next time, next year.
Y'all have fun, Tracy.
See you, Tracy. We go to I didn't say Saturday night because I could have said Saturday night, but
no one cares about where that is in Tampa. You realize?
Don't worry about it, Nick. What are you doing today? What's going on?
Hey guys, just left work. Actually, work at the Marriott across the street from Ball Arena.
Okay. TGIF, baby.
Crazy.
Is it?
Totally crazy down there. So, good call. Not driving yourself. And I just want to take 2 seconds, man, and just say something. It's been a tough couple years here. Let's all remember that we're a community. That this is about us as a city. It's about us supporting our team. They've been fighting as a team as well. And let's respect our city here and not show the world that we're a bunch of crazy people.
All right. Okay. Nick,
appreciate it, Nick.
Nick wants to be the adult.
Yeah. Climb those grease poles.
I mean, I just, you know, I'll just.
The light poles.
I did hear somebody say he was bringing his old couch out, but. Not exactly sure what he meant. Let's go to Omar. Omar, what are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm sitting in traffic trying to hurry home so I can get down to the arena, man. I'm feeling awesome. I'm pumped for this
game.
Wait,
hold on. Why do you got to go home first? Why don't you just go to the arena? What do you
got off work, D-Man?
I'm a plumber, HVAC tech.
Attaboy.
I'm in a
He's my people.
3-ton van, so I got to hurry home.
Drop off the work truck.
Quick.
Oh, you're a little stinky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to hurry home, get down to the game, man. I'm feeling awesome. It's fate. It's fate. Everything worked out for me to go to this game.
Minnesota
was talking my wife into letting me spend $1,500. After the first hurdle,
I
got to try
to
spend $1,500 with me.
Wait. So you're going together. You sunk $3,000 into this tonight?
No, so that's the issue. I couldn't quite do $3,000, so I had to talk my wife into letting me go find somebody to go with me, so I found a buddy.
Oh, gotcha.
Luckily, I found someone to go with me, so I'm only down $1,500. Then the best part is the seller cancels our tickets. That's the best part, right? StubHub's guarantees, they upgrade me to the best seats in the house. I'm fourth row now, right behind Tampa Bay Lightning. So
hell yeah.
All right, Omar.
Deserve it, brother. Go have fun tonight.
Logan, what's your plan here, Logan? How you handling things?
Hey, D-Mac, I'm actually getting ready to go to Disney World tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're flying into tomorrow, so I'm mowing the lawn, and I'm hoping we don't go to Game 6. I'm hoping I'm on that plane with the Stanley Cup champ hat.
All right,
buddy.
Appreciate it. And one more here. Dustin, all right.
Give it to us, Dustin.
What's going
Come on
Dustin?
Now.
Yeah, man, I'm driving to work right now, and it's ironic because I actually work at Ball. I won't actually be able to go to the game, but I'm going to have my phone popped up on my toolbox at work, cheering on my Avs. I remember 21 years ago when the Avs won the Stanley Cup. I've been driving my wife and her parents crazy because I've been forcing them to watch every game, and I'm ready, and I'm predicting a beatdown tonight. So.
Hell yeah, Dustin.
Well, nice, man. And let me tell you, props to, and I see them all, man. Props to all the workers there, because that is kind of, you know, a tough deal. You're there. You can't quite watch it, but you're there. You're part of the action. You know, it's funny, Matt, when you go through this process, everybody's involved. It takes a village on this one. And tonight, that village is going to be lit. Let it breathe, KJ. Let it breathe. You get that? See what I did there?
I did. It was lit, and the song.
Oh, we're still another one? No, it's all right.
Run it back.
That's good.
DJ Rewind. People are fired up. The text line is absolutely lighting up. I love to see it.
Well, maybe we'll do another round of that.
Oh,
man.
We should. That got my juices going.
Nah, maybe we could just keep doing that.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
I'm fine to do that. We can blow off. All right, let's do it. I mean, do we need to know more X's and O's? I can tell you more if we need to. I tell you what, we'll blow off football for us. It's a special day here today. We'll get you a reset of what the news was. But yeah, man, like, how are you processing everything here today? What is your plan? What is your investment into all of it? Let's face it, without the fans, what would this be? And man, I am so proud to report, and I wouldn't know this unless I really truly went on the road, Matt. What we have in Denver?
Oh, it's special.
I mean, listen. Okay, Edmonton, but give me a break. What else is there in Edmonton? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not like there's a lot of other options there.
No, go Tim Hortons, I know, is there. And what's that? What's that bar? What's
Justin that? Bieber's got like Bieber Bites. He sells like donut holes up there.
What was the bar that you guys went to with the weird name?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Joey Belltower.
There you go.
Like, that's the name of the bar restaurant. It's a nice restaurant. Joey Belltower.
I don't know.
What can I tell you? It's like, we went to another place. There was a sports bar sort of nearby that we went. Listen, if you are just the hockey nerd of all hockey nerds, and you just, if you want to see the best building for hockey in the world, you will go to Rogers Place because it is. I don't think there's even a second place. What they have done, because they've designed the entire building solely for hockey.
Right.
So, and the plaza that's connected to it. But I tell you about the fans. Let me just tell you about their fans a little bit. Yes, of course they're into it. They have nothing else there. But when things get a little middle or low, they sit on their hands. They're almost like too polite, Matt. St. Louis fans, that whole, like, let's go Blues, they've got a slow chant, and what they do it during their slow chant, they make it slower. Nashville is like a high school game with their silly chants and their rah-rah stuff, and it was a humiliation to start the game at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Matt, and the place is half filled. It's like, oh, well, we couldn't get here because, you know, blah, 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 blah. What? And then we got, you know, Tampa, and you could get a ticket for $250. Not that their fans aren't great, not that their town's not into it. And I get it, and I'm sorry it's squeezing out the little guy for sure. But the reason why the tickets are so valuable here is to the degree that people are into it. Let's face it. And frankly, if you had season tickets, you wouldn't be singing this sad song anyways. You'd be all right. You'd be buying your tickets at face value, and you'd be okay. You'd be first in the door. So what we're building here is a new generation of Avs fans that are absurdly passionate, with an amazing place to go to watch the game, terrific atmosphere. Tonight it's pom-poms and the light bracelets. The light bracelets are awesome. So what you're about to see, if you can't go in, is going to be unbelievable. And the way this town is lit up, I'm all for it. 303-713-1043. Sure, let's take some more calls. Let's get fired up for tonight. We've got a couple hours until puck drop. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbis here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.